pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we think of all saints, we naturally think of dead people. And think about it. When you look at the scriptures for today, a lot of them talk about inheriting the kingdom, talks about what happens after death. And that is one definition of saints, are the people who have gone before us, the people who we loved and are now no longer with us. But the Bible tells us that saints are also here on earth. Last year, when I spoke about saints, I talked about that we're all considered saints. And then at the back of the church, when I was greeting people, I called them saint and gave them names. And I would say 9 times out of 10, they said, no, I'm not. So I wasn't very convincing last year. And I think that's because we think of saints as people who are loving and kind and meek and mild. I had a man in my last church that I called saint because of the level of difficulty of his wife. But someone who's always smiling, someone who's always kind, and someone who follows what we call the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do to you. And we say that quite a bit, and we know people who live by that. And I want to tell you that when we find scripture that we don't like, we in the church try to clean it up so it sounds nice. Who can argue with, do unto others as you would have them do to you? Except that we've taken it completely out of context. So I want to talk about saints today, and what a saint really is, and try to convince you that you are indeed saints. And we'll look at do to others, the saints of God do to others as they would have them do to them. But you have to look at the context. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Different context. We're not talking about good people doing nice things so that we'll get some reciprocity. This is saying that the saints of God don't just refuse to retaliate, but they seek to do good for those who do them harm. They seek the good of others. Sainthood is not for wimps. It's tough. Because our natural inclination is to strike back and strike back hard when someone does wrong to us. At least that's how I feel. I don't know about you. I read this and I start an argument with God. Sainthood is very difficult. But I want to tell you what saints are not. They're not pushovers. They're not people who just say, well, that's my lot in life. They're people who are strong, and it takes a lot of courage to do what Jesus commands us to do. So I want to tell you the story about a saint I know. This was my mother, the saint. My mother was not a pushover. She was Sicilian, and she was every bit of stereotypical Sicilian. She had once said to me, if God hadn't been my Savior, if I didn't know Jesus as my Savior, I'd be really evil. And I believed her. She could clear a subway car with her looks. One time I was sitting in the subway and some men were looking at me funny, and all of a sudden I saw them look up and look down and race off the train at the next stop, and I looked over at my mother and I knew why. Her nickname at work was Little Mussolini. And we used to love to hear the stories of how she would do battle with the people around her at work. She worked for a college. She was the head of payroll, and she did not have a college education. She was one of the few who was able to work at that job without a college education. Well, the rest of the people around her, different department heads, looked on her with absolute scorn. She had one particular man who was head of human resources, and he was a thorn in her side. Anytime he could find a way to undercut her, he did. And he had some friends that he wanted to take that position that she had. And so if he could undermine her at any point, he would do it. One time, I don't know what he said, but they got into it. And down, as he walked away from her, she started yelling at him, "You're a liar!" Yeah, she's a shrinking violet, all right. And so one day she came home to say that this man had a real problem. He was trying to get some information that he desperately needed for a report, and she was the only one who had that information. And we started to smile because we thought, okay, now he's going to get his. And we were so disappointed when she said, well, I opened my books up to him, and she not only showed him where the figures were and how to get that information, but walked him through the whole process. I was appalled. I was a teenager, and I thought my mother was being very naive. And I said, you had a golden opportunity there. He might have lost his job because of this. You didn't have to give him this information. Why would you do that? And she looked at me and said, I don't answer to that man. And I don't even answer to my boss. I answer to God Almighty. I am his child. And I must do what God tells me to do. Now that memory is 40 years old. And it's a powerful memory. She not only did not retaliate, but she sought for the good of this man. Now, the rest of that story is not like the fairy tales you see on bad B movies where all is right with the world. He didn't change. He probably thought her naive and silly that she gave up that information. And until he left that office, he was still her nemesis. I'm sure there were still other times where she yelled down the hall at him. It didn't change him. We like to think that when we do good, it changes people. But it didn't matter that it didn't change him, because her allegiance was in another place. Saints of God, our allegiance is not here. Daniel said in his words that we're receiving a kingdom. And the holy ones receive a kingdom. And being saints does not mean that we have to always paste a smile on our face, that we can never be at odds with somebody. But it does mean that we must seek the good of those who are not kind to us, of those who have hurt us. We start here in the company of the faithful, and then we go out into the company of the unfaithful. And we are God's children, God's saints, who always seek the good of those who are our enemies. Next time you hear the golden rule, remember, do to your enemies as you would have them do to you. What a challenge for the church this morning. Let us rise up and be his saints. We are receiving a kingdom, and we need to be worthy of that kingdom. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the power of the gospel that can change us, that can give us power to do things that are just not in our nature to do. And I thank you that we do not answer to anyone but you. And I ask that we would remain faithful until we see you face to face, until we are translated to your kingdom, may we be worthy. May we listen to your voice. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.